It's Super Bowl week, so we had to get the club back together. We're going to preview some of our sweats in playoff best ball. We'll go through the pick 'em lobby, build a few. We don't even have Jack here today to oppo bet him, so we'll just be building winners. I'm sure Clay will have some Noah Gray propaganda for us. It's the club. I'm Pete. Let's do it. All right, guys, it's been a couple weeks since we've done a show. We got Andy, we got Clay. How are you guys doing?
Feeling good, feeling good. I was thinking of you the other day, Clay. I was listening to Bill Simmons' like Super Bowl bet pod on Sunday with Cousin Sal, and literally one of the first things they said was Sal like Noah Gray to catch a touchdown. It was like plus some ridiculous number. I immediately thought of Clay.
I appreciate the love there, but it's I don't know, man. The tides might be turning on Noah Gray week. That's all I'm saying.
No,
public's on it.
I was gonna say, like, Andy, I'm finally on board. I did I wrote up a hidden gems piece for Fantasy Life, and what I did was just dig into all of the ancillary Chiefs pass catchers, and the two I came away with feeling good about are MBS and Noah Gray. So I'm on board with Gray, man.
Scary days. I mean MVS is just like, you know, he's due. This is where he comes alive. He drops balls all year long just so he can ball out in the conference championship and then the big game. So skies might be gray for Noah Gray, but MVS wheels up.
He ran 96% of the routes, and it's not even because I think MVS is great or Noah Gray is great. It's because it's like Skyboard's hurt, Kadarius Toney is just completely lost it. Richie James is doing nothing. They have like no choice but to feature these guys. So they're running two tight end sets and letting MVS be out on the field for all the snaps.
I heard Kadarius Toney was wide receiver one, though, from the most legitimate source out there himself.
That's right. Yeah, he was at Media Row. If you guys missed that, got interviewed. Someone said, are you a wide receiver one? It was kind of like vague. It was like wide receiver one in this league. I don't even know what that question really means. He's like, yeah, when I get the ball. Andy, did you see the whole thing with him on his Instagram live and all that?
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see the Media Row stuff, but I saw him on Instagram live saying that they were lying about his injury and stuff. So what doesn't make any sense about that to me is their wide receivers are so bad that if he was fully healthy and like a sound mind, there's just no way they wouldn't be at least giving him a shot to run a couple routes or something. And so I don't know.
Yeah. It was so funny too, because, you know, he was saying like, I'm not hurt. He said a lot of other things too. And then the Chiefs actually had to come out because, you know, all these teams have gotten so much heat this year, the Arthur Smith Bijan thing, and Andy Reid had to come out and say, no, we weren't filing erroneous injury reports. He actually has a hip injury, but it has also been weird. The reason this is all in my mind is because I'm writing it up for the newsletter, but he hasn't played since week 15, that game against the Patriots, had the bobbled pass that was intercepted. And then he has gotten in some like limited practices, gotten a full practice, and then they just keep making him inactive. So the truth does seem somewhere in between on how injured he was versus the Chiefs just being like, we do not want to deal with you right now.
Yeah. It feels like one of the crazier flameouts for, you know, obviously he's still young and there's still a lot of potential future career, but like was he a second round pick by the Giants? Was he a first round pick?
Yeah,
he was a high draft pick only 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like him and N'Keal Harry, but N'Keal Harry just kind of faded into the darkness quickly. Whereas his was more in front of everyone's faces.
It is incredible how Kadarius Toney finds a way to be the main character, you know, in basically any situation. It was the week 14 game was the game against the Bills where he had the offsides on the sick walk off. Travis Kelce, yeah. TD. Even last year in the Super Bowl, he scored a touchdown. Like he just finds a way to insert himself into the conversation, no matter how relevant he actually is to what's happening on the field.
I'm just waiting for him to get like scratched from this game for some reason, and then he's just on Instagram Live from the sideline. Like that's really the Kadarius Toney character arc we need. Is maybe he'll give away the Gatorade color mid game or something. You know, that'd be kind of tight.
I saw a guy. Did you see Jack doing some investigative journalism on what color the Gatorade was going to be?
I didn't see this. No.
It's been a big thing. There's some good theories out there for how to uncover leads on the Gatorade color. I've seen some good Discord sleuthing before.
Okay, here, I'll pull this up because Jack was at the media stuff and got to ask Kyle Shan. Here, I'll just play it and you guys can hear.
What's your favorite color Gatorade? What do you drink on game day?
Awful choice.
Coach, what's your favorite?
Water.
So the research is that Shanahan's favorite Gatorade and what he drinks could somehow be indicative of what is in there.
He also just said he doesn't drink Gatorade.
I feel like there's no way the coach gets water. To say.
Yeah, no.
Like, I know.
There's no way it's the coach. Like, if anyone's deciding on that team, it's like CMC is deciding what color Gatorade they're getting.
It's Trent Williams. That's his deciding.
Yeah, true.
What was the stuff you heard, Clay, about getting to the bottom of what color the Gatorade will be?
So the theories that I've became aware of over the last couple of years, and shout out to this guy, Proto, that used to be a big part of the KOD Discord back in the day, but he had a theory that you could go through and look at the game tape and a lot of the film, and that once teams were in the playoffs, they didn't really switch Gatorade colors. So a lot of effort goes into now like scraping YouTube and behind the scenes videos, looking at what color Gatorade you can decipher from any live shots through the time of the playoffs. So I think it is orange that is like one of the leading colors. Actually, I can pull this up right now. I got it over here in front of me, I believe. Let's see, they still have it up. I don't know. Red feels like a good color this year, though. Kind of a place for both teams. Last year was purple. I think year before was blue for the winning colors. So they're going to go like a hard pivot. It's definitely not water, though. Who the fuck has water? Clear Gatorade's never been used on the sideline in like eternity. So like, that's not happening. And I don't trust Kyle Shanahan's opinion on the Gatorade color. Like he said, he just said he drinks water. It's an invalid source.
Well, and the whole thing for like Gatorade being a sponsor is if it looks like water, that quite literally dilutes, you know, the value of your sponsorship. You need it to be one of those colors. It'd to be pop.
Terrible marketing. Terrible marketing. I was about to green would be great.
Who determines the color of the Gatorade? And my Google just auto-corrected. And the first one was, who determines the sex of the baby? Who determines who wins the Grammys? Who determines the size of the Supreme Court? So I'm in great company with the kinds of things I'm looking for.
It's the all four right. most important questions, really.
Here are some odds right now that I'm seeing. Clear water is the lowest odds at only plus 275. Then you have yellow, green,
no way.
Plus 300, purple at plus 400, red, pink at plus 425. That's what I would be taking. Orange at plus 450 and blue at 500.
I'm just going to turn noties on for Jack and hope he breaks into the locker room and is able to leak this.
Yeah. We need
Jack. What if it's blue for the Super Bowl conspiracy stuff? Because it was purple. The teams are red. The Gatorade's blue. Makes the color purple in the logo.
I like your heads up, Andy. Like your hands up.
Do you guys actually like, for as much as people talk about novelty props, like I love betting, you know, prop bets, yards, first TD, but I don't know, the novelty props don't do it for me.
No, I feel like it's like going to a casino, which is fun in and of itself, but there's like enough entertainment with the Super Bowl itself that I don't need to bet on the coin flip or the game. I'd rather bet on actual props that I could like watch. The only one I do think is kind of fun is like analyzing and thinking through the length of the national anthem. That's the only one that I think is like actually kind of fun because you can kind of make an informed decision on it.
Well, that's kind of a fun sweat too, because everyone at your party gets out the stopwatch and you're kind of sweating it communally. So there's a good like time box sweat to it.
One current online book has 18 anthem specials live right now.
18
they have an over under for Post Malone singing America the Beautiful for 109.5 seconds. What are you taking there? What's your lean, Andy?
I mean, I couldn't even tell you. Belting. I don't know if I know half the words to America the Beautiful, so I have no idea how long it is. Like, is that fast or is that slow? I feel like it'd be slow.
It's kind of slow, right? Is that like the For Spacious Skies like joint? Isn't that that's the one? Or is that?
I think you should pull up some lyrics. We'll get out our stopwatch. We just do a little dry run right here with you singing.
I'm gonna need to be less sober for that.
There's also the Taylor Swift props. There's 88 Taylor Swift related props. And there's 88? Some crazy ones. 88. My there, I mean, there's just like, there's for people, how many people are in her box? Like, is, you know, Travis Kelce's mom going to hug her? What color top is she wearing coming off the plane?
Those ones aren't even fun, because think about how brutal it is if you're trying to argue with a sports book or whatever, if they're grading like a side hug as a hug or like a pat on the shoulder, like,
right.
And then you need the screen grab of it. And they're saying, well, that technically wasn't a hug. Do they have a definition? Is it a full, I mean, it just doesn't.
No, I wouldn't say that the source I'm looking at currently is one in which you'd feel comfortable getting any money off the platform. If you were to win one of these, but they're entertaining to look at. That's for sure.
Yeah. I saw something about why they're not going to offer like how many times Taylor Swift is shown in the thing, but it has to be an ungodly amount of times, right? Like my line in my head was at least 15 times throughout the game.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like they're going to lean into it because there's no reason not to. Like all that's going to happen is what's already going to happen regardless if they show it once, which people are going to bitch about her being on the TV. And so at that point, it's just going to boost your ratings. It's what a lot of people who aren't online yelling are going to be looking for. And a lot of the audience that are tuning into the Super Bowl that's not for the football game at all will definitely want to see her and have that be a part of their experience. So run it up.
What they honestly should
plus do, 20.
Like, just lean into it. You should have an all 22 or a thing where it's literally all Taylor Swift, like picture in a picture, Taylor Swift in the box. Literally, who cares? Let the Swifties watch Taylor Swift for the entire goddamn game.
No, like, that's genius. What's CBS's version of Peacock? They just need to have a streaming platform adjacent stream that's just the Taylor Swift All 22 feed. I think that's brilliant.
That would go mega viral.
Yeah, that's, we need to get that that contract. That's how we get subscribers up for CBS Plus or whatever the fuck they have.
It actually flip it so the full screen is Taylor Swift and then the game is the small picture in a picture.
Yeah, 100%. You don't even need the game. It's just like you could have like the little like Madden icons like running around for just like who catches the ball and stuff. Like you just, you know, just
there you go. The Taylor Swift cast. Who needs the Manning cast? Have you guys have you placed any bets on the spread or over under, kind of like the big boy stuff?
I haven't done anything yet. I'll probably do a little bit. I wanted to see if I could find some ways to hedge my two teams in the Gauntlet 2 with a couple things. So it's like I have two like pretty unique, like from each other teams. And so I think there's potentially a couple of players who I don't have on either where it's like, let me bet on their over and stuff like that, where if my teams don't hit, odds are losing because
pull your underdog gauntlet teams up.
Yeah, let me.
I have one team in the gauntlet finals, but it only has CMC and Juwan Jennings, so we're not gonna sweat that one out. I will say that
one of the teams is definitely better than the other. But
the when you talking about potential hedging, I had Shady Advice on DFS After Dark on Saturday night. High stakes DFS crusher, but also finished third in Best Ball Mania. And he was in first there for a little while. And he was talking through, he was looking into potentially hedging heading into that Sunday night game, because obviously like the swing of like 3 million down to, I think he won 300,000 or something, is just absolutely massive, but he couldn't like figure out a way to do it in a clean way because a lot of the books like didn't offer just straight fantasy points. Because otherwise you could just get in really dicey territory of like a big hedge that doesn't actually hedge.
All right, I think my screen is shared. I tried to do it one way.
Dark mode bros are coming after you already. I can feel them.
I know. So I tried to share it with my dark mode. So I use Underdog on two browsers. I use it on Chrome for my like active drafting, but I don't use Chrome. I use Arc. And so this is like what I use to just check my lineups and things like that. And my Arc is on light mode. So it defaults to the light mode. Sorry, guys.
I think I see a toggle up there. I see the night dark toggle. Does that not work?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. Let's find out.
There you go. Now people are happy.
This man went on auto draft so much he forgot how to click buttons.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how to do this stuff. So this is my first team. It's basically one has Mahomes and one has Purdy at QB.
Will you zoom in?
Yeah, I will. how's that?
Better, yeah.
So this one has six people playing in the game, which is nice. It's got Mahomes, Edwards-Helaire, McCaffrey, Watson, Rashee Rice, and Brandon Ayuk. So like, this team is pretty good.
Ayuk, a really unique piece based on how like all the super teams ended up with CMC and like a Chiefs onslaught.
I think so, but there are some crazy teams. Like, I think this guy's team is one that I saw. Like, this guy's team is really strong.
Wow. Holy cow.
Jesus.
So this is a
Kelsey, Kittle, Ayuk. Holy fuck.
Watson, yeah. Wow.
It's also so strange how, like, it goes inverse of draft order, it looks like, for, you know, lineup going. Because at first when I saw, like, Watson at the top, I was like, oh, okay. So it's not, like, who's going to come after that? And I was like, oh, okay, it's inverse.
Yeah, having Ayuk, Kittle, and CMC alongside Mahomes and a serious Kansas City piece is just, like, really hard to do. Especially in the gauntlet, too. Like, this was later on in the drafting season. So, run through and look at
like who are your unique differentiators.
I haven't done too much. I've been trying to like look and see if I could find like a tool to look at this stuff without having to actually do it myself. But I have not been successful, and I've been too lazy to actually go through all the teams. But like, I think with this team, it's probably having CEH, and so I'm just like praying that. But McKinnon's back. I'm not expecting anything from him. It's like him and Watson praying that one of them actually is who you need. Or like having Rashi Rice instead of Kelsey with a lot of these, I think, is probably going to be decently unique.
Yeah. Didn't Underdog posted what, the full ownership set for these?
Oh, did they? Yeah. I haven't even seen that.
Yeah, I can screenshot that here in a second. What contest is this? Gauntlet 2?
Yes, this is Gauntlet 2.
Yeah, they shared something a couple days ago here. So I'll get that pulled up. My guess, I think the combos that you have with the Ayuk stuff, I'm guessing, are going to be pretty unique just on what I saw the most frequented pairings being.
Yeah, so I think this one is like actually very live, which is exciting. And then this is my other team. It's definitely a weaker team, but it is very different. The biggest downside is my running back is Kyle Juszczyk.
Could be a plus. Yeah, but he's
you never know.
It gets a little weird these games, man.
But I have really solid receivers with Rice, Kelsey, and Samuel and Purdy. And so it's really like with this team, I'm just hoping that actually it's not a CMC game. Rice and Kelsey kind of get a lot, but I don't think that this team is live to win unless Juszczyk like scores two goal line touchdowns or something, or you know, gets really lucky. But it is nice that at least is like
McCaffrey doesn't score, like you're not in an awful spot if you really get the games from the other three guys. Like it's throwing a dart, but you know, you got a chance at the board. Did Ryan Parts have he had Ayuk on that team too?
He has Mahomes, McCaffrey. I basically need it's Rice versus Kelsey.
Okay. With this one. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, that is fun, though, like you said, to have two teams that are so different, to give yourself kind of in two different scenarios a chance to win there is nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's see some names that we know. This is a pretty nice team. I don't think it can feel the full team, though. This is only four players.
What's the prize pool in this one? Like, what's up top?
I think 50, yeah.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, so it's not bad. So, I mean, I think there's definitely a decent scenario where I can at least be sweating a top 10 or something with one of those two teams. So
here
should be fun. But so yeah, I need to.
This is the ownership for Gauntlet 2. So Rashi, Kelsey, Mahomes, McCaffrey, all mega. These data sets are, I think there's a taking forever to upload all of these individual tables, so I'm having a hard time scrolling down. But you can just see even off the rip, like Ayuk and Debo, the way this worked with CMC carrying so many teams and then people coming back around and double tapping Mahomes with one of those guys. I think that those Debo and Ayuk pieces will be very nice for you. And then you get the other big one-offs, right? You had Juszczyk on one and then Justin Watson on the other.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's it'll be fun. I have one other team that's in the finals for one of the it's like the mitten, but it's not a live team. It's got it was a Detroit team. So it has some players. Like I have I have Pacheco, Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, and Brandon Ayuk, which is awesome. But I don't have a quarterback. I had Jared Goff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could still probably have a decent cash. I mean, both. It's not like Mahomes and Purdy have been setting fantasy scoring on fire by any means, but it's still a lot.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, in general, this season went pretty well for me in the playoffs. I was like just really heavy on Kansas City. They were kind of, as Buffalo was getting a ton of steam, I just generally was like, I think the Chiefs are, they still have Patrick Mahomes. And so I was drafting them a lot. So it worked out decently well for me.
Where are you guys watching the Super Bowl?
We're going to be hosting for us.
Nice.
Nothing too crazy, but we have a nice like projector set up so we can get a nice like big view of the TV and everything. So have like a couple of our friends over. How about you guys?
I'm chilling. I went out for the Carolina Duke game. So I just want to like lay low and make some wings and watch the game from the comfort of my home. I had a good experience out, but I'm also like, I prefer watching big games in the comfort of my own home. I don't know if I can do that back-to-back weekends.
Wait, that was a big game, but was that a big event for you? Were you like partying after and all that?
Yeah, I mean, it was not quite as hard as I would previously. We had a little fun, went out. Charlotte was a good time. So that was a big win.
What's their rank now after that?
We're still three. Because we had dropped the game beforehand to Georgia Tech, which they weren't they're not a very good team this year, but they played really well against us. And there's some, questionable officiating as happens in college basketball. But the team looks really good, man. It's a fun squad. They're a scrappy bunch. So we're enjoying it. One of my, I think I might have told you guys this, but one of my like really close friends from when we were there in school, we played on the team, is now the coaching staff. So it's just been even like a little extra this year to get to like, I always enjoy watching the games, but now having one of my boys who's like really, part of, there's only five coaches on the team. So it's pretty cool. Good year so far. We'll see what happens.
How far do you live from the stadium?
Like 2.5 hours.
Okay, so that's still a hike to get to the game.
Yeah, But I'm going to try to get down there for one home game. I went to the game where they played in Charlotte like earlier in the year for an invitational. So I went down and watched that one in person, which was a blast. But
nice.
We'll see what happens, yeah.
So have you guys, Andy, I know with IKB, you guys have pick'em stuff. Have you guys been hawking the pick'em lobby much yet so far this week?
I've been looking a little bit. I haven't placed anything yet. I'm debating whether I want to just pick the things that I want for fun or pick stuff to counter, we have some guys on here with some large pick'ems, and it's like, all right, how do I offset some potential losses here from these five leg pick'ems?
Like taking lowers on some of your guys?
Yeah, or just like even straight up copy trading a few of the bigger ones on our site. But we'll see. No, nothing yet. I'll probably throw together a bunch. I'm definitely down to now. But yeah, it's been fun. If we do do an IKB, I think we have a pretty, it's fun. We have a pretty robust set of options for these pick'ems. Although a lot of stuff isn't like super live yet, at least that we've seen. We have a lot. We're trying to offer a lot of different options here.
Nice. I've been enjoying the rivals for there. It seems like whenever I check, the main projections for just individual receiving numbers or whatever versus the rivals, there always tends to be a much bigger discrepancy. Like this one has jumped out to me all week, and it was off the board for a little while and now it's back up. So I'm going to have to build some of this, but George Kittle is getting 26.5 receiving yards versus Travis Kelce, which just seems like a smash. I was looking at the Fantasy Life projections. We only have them differentiated by like 12 or 13 yards in receiving production. So that number seemed pretty fat. Have you guys scoped around any of the rivals?
I haven't actually. I think that's interesting. Yeah. Like I wonder with someone like Kittle too, he's so much more kind of explosive than Kelce is. Like, Kelce will probably get more targets and catches than Kittle, but that doesn't,
right.
you know, with the way that their skill sets line up, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that he's going to get more yards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we had fun betting these like for the Shipcast too, because it's also it's a sweat that will extend the entire game, right? Like you don't have to deal with, yeah, you know, if you have a lower or something and it's like, instead of betting lower on Travis Kelce and getting dusted right away because he has a big play, you're still live for George Kittle to have literally like, yeah, 125 yard catch and you're back in business.
But that's, yeah, a good point. I haven't really thought about that before, but yeah, it makes it so that you're live for the entire game. Yeah.
The other ones that I liked in here, so for running back, rushing yards, I was looking at our fantasy life projections. We have CMC for 96 rushing yards, Pacheco for 80, and you're getting a 23 and a half spot. So not as big of a difference as like the Kittle Kelce one, but I just also love, I think they're going to run so much with Pacheco, and then you're kind of getting essentially, what's the math on that? 23 minus 16. So like 7 yards of value on Pacheco versus, you're not going to find Pacheco's individual rushing number that as far off as like the rivals differentiator.
Yeah. I really like I really like the spicy MBS.
Yeah.
Play. Cause like that just like, I mean, I wish it wasn't, you know, rush and receiving. I wish it was just like straight up receiving, but I don't think, you know, at worst he's taking an end around for maybe a 5 yard loss or something in a doomsday scenario. And I'm just kind of intrigued by like, he's going to catch one, you know, it's more like just like he's going to catch it for fucking 40 yards. He is for 20 yards. So get that downfield bomb alert.
Yeah. I should see what are the different TD spices for this game? CMC's the for rushing TD. It's a negative spice, 0.65x.
Yeah.
So is Pacheco, 0.85x. Debo just barely juiced, 1.1. Kittle at 1.2. I mean, that feels, I feel like they could be a little more generous. It's been a while since, I guess he had one, he scored against Green Bay, but,
I mean, same with Debo, 1.1.
I kind of like that, a Rashi Rice 100 yards one. I don't know what his,
ooh, 2x, yeah.
I like that too. Yeah, yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Because he had that huge game against Miami and then was a little bit more muted versus Buffalo and Baltimore. I guess the reason they're probably willing to do that is just because his ADOT is so low, like all of his targets right at the line of scrimmage. And so it's like,
yeah,
probably need a 10 target kind of game. I do like that they're offering the spice for these 100 because some of these guys, when they hit, they do hit. Like Ayuk would be another one. Like, him over 99.5.
I mean, Kittle's at 80, you know, combined. Like, that feels pretty solid. Like, if he's going to have a, you know, I like that too.
Yeah. Well, now that you say Ayuk at 99.5 with even more juice than Rice feels, that feels even more enticing to me, honestly.
Right. The other thing I'm curious about, because I do think the way, I do, someone could fact check this for me. It'd be really interesting to see the exact splits for Ayuk and Kittle, but I'm guessing when they have like 100 plus yard games, it's been pretty negatively correlated. Like if you did Ayuk higher and then you took like the George Kittle lower with it, you know, where, and then you flipped it and you took the George Kittle over 79.5 and then took Ayuk lower than 62.5. Basically saying those games where one of those two really pops off, the other is probably chilling out a little bit more.
You guys aren't worried about Snead?
I think the way, you know, when the offense is humming, when Brock Purdy isn't making mistakes, they do such a good job getting these guys open over the middle of the field and with a lot of motion and stuff. It's not like those old school receivers where they just get marooned on an island and you're like, they're never going to get anything. Can't believe you just said with an, aren't you worried, bro?
Had to, man. Got to get, yeah, get granular out here. It's Super Bowl week. Got too much time to overthink everything.
I know.
I got to get my bag with the you know, what kind of matchups we running out here. Like, what's the 49ers defensive scheme looking like?
Yeah, the gray 11.5 receiving yards feels nice. Feels really well.
This one is good. So here, Clay, let me give you some Noah Gray.
Copy back into it.
Yeah. So back-to-back weeks with a 14% target share, more than any of those non-Kelsey and Rashee Rice receivers, 8 total targets in the past 2 weeks. This number has actually come down. It was at 12.5 when I last looked. It's at 11.5 now. He's gone over 12.5 in 12 games this season, twice in the playoffs. He had 20 versus Miami, 15 versus Buffalo. I mean, he's been clearing this with ease. His targets have been solid. I don't know. This seems like really low hanging fruit to me. I love it.
You know, unfortunately it was after the game against the Ravens that I learned that Noah Gray went to Duke, and I've been psyops by
Big Pfizer. Is that why you're now so down on Noah Gray?
It's a Kelsey game, and we're fading Noah Gray.
Wow.
I thought you were being unusually quiet about Noah Gray, and now the truth comes out.
It's tough, man.
No, I respect that you're sticking to your collegiate allegiances like that. Like, I do think that that's admirable. That's sad, though. At the end of an era.
It's tough. Wow. It's a tough scene. Yeah, today I learned. Just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. The skies were gray that day, to be fair. You know, prop-wise, 11.5, like, he's good for it. Guy's got a nice-ass tattoo sleeve. Like, you know, he's out there. He's out there a lot. You got to, you know, whatever. Pick your narrative.
Wow. You are having to do mental gymnastics. You built your brand around this guy only to find out that he went to a rival school?
Tough scene, man. You know, I'm going to be in a lab cooking one up for next season. We'll find our play.
Who's Villanova's biggest rival, Andy?
I guess for a while it was Georgetown. When I was in college, it was probably like Creighton. They were probably the best, like them and like Providence. I feel like we didn't have one particular, like, wow, I really fucking hate that school.
Yeah.
Rival in the same way that like UNC and Duke do. But like, I would say like maybe it was like sophomore year, we got like just totally smoked by the Doug McDermott Creighton team.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was probably the team like during my time where it was like we didn't like Creighton because they had beat us by like 45 at a game that I was at. But yeah, I don't feel like there's a particular Big East team, especially because the Big East has like changed so much over the years.
I went to a college basketball game the other day. I went with my father-in-law, brother-in-law to BC and Syracuse, but I don't think the version of those two teams are holding their weight with the UNCs of the world these days.
Not this season, at least. That's I mean, I'm not honestly like college basketball to me. Like, I get into it for like March Madness, but it's a lot of it's hard for me to watch aside from UNC.
Yeah,
I'm much more of an NBA guy from like a product standpoint. But going to a college basketball game, definitely fun. That is, I think, a top tier sport, you know, IRL sporting event experience.
All right, let's get back to the task at hand.
Get back in the lab.
Let's build some pick-ems here.
All right. I liked that. What about doing a combo here of the Kittle Kelsey rival and Noah Gray over? And say there's like some very, very small correlation of Noah Gray going over in his yards alongside Kittle beating out Kelsey in receiving yards.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, so doing that adjustment.
And yeah, basically these two combined.
And you're not getting a correlation doc on that either.
Yeah, because it's too obscure.
It's too obscure. I like that.
I like the theory, the mental gymnastics that we can take to get correlation. You know, we're flipping over there. We're Simone Biles out here with those pick-ems. You know what I'm saying?
I know. The other one that I thought was interesting so for fantasy life, we have Brock Purdy projected for 252 passing yards and Mahomes at 235. And Brock is getting a 15.5 spot on passing yards versus Mahomes. I feel like we could do a similar thing where if you play Brock higher and then play Isaiah Pacheco over CMC, because you're saying, Brock is throwing more, Pacheco is rushing more, and then Mahomes isn't throwing as much. I feel like that's like a similar thing
to
the Gray Kittle stuff.
Yeah, I'm into it.
That's fun.
We're actually getting a 0.01x boost from whatever this is.
For our galaxy. Like, wow,
someone's really cooking here. Let's give them a little bit extra.
So now we need one more to get this to the five leg and make this worth our while. Did you guys have any other one-off ones in here that you liked?
I mean, I don't know if we want to use it like burn on this slip, but I mean, yeah, that MVS spicy is burning a hole in my pocket.
Well, you could
get up to almost a 40x on the slip.
that gets it up to a 55.
Oh yeah, what the hell did you put in there that I didn't put in there? Oh, you have the you did a Purdy rival as opposed to the passing yards. Hold on, let me flip that.
I mean, that is it. We could spin this off. We could do a couple versions of it.
Maybe we do one with and one without.
Yeah.
Purdy.
The problem is just getting it to the. We always want to do the five because just one extra pick to double it.
Well, then, wait, that got me up to.
Does anyone have anyone in the chat have any takes on the kickers or anything? Is one kicker in the rivals the kicker that you need?
Yeah, I know Jeff Ulrich over at Fantasy Life liked Harrison Butker over 1.5 field goals made there. What do they have them in the rivals? Did you say there was a kicking one?
I did see one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Bucker plus
the Nez bat signal.
Plus a half.
Yeah, Bucker's getting a half. He's at 14.9 and 5.
Total points.
Oops.
I feel like if you're taking Bucker, you'd rather say take the half against Moody than take 1.5.
I agree. Trying to see if there are any other rivals. I was too spooked to do like any receptions against Rashee Rice just because he could be such a, like, even this Kittle one, like 2.5 receptions versus Rashee Rice, it just does not feel like enough to me.
It could be like 8-3 in like Rice's favor, like in certain scripts.
Yeah, I think I do kind of like the Butker 0.5 there.
I like that. Good stuff. Yeah. Nice 21.5x.
Yeah, it gives us a 21.5 here. All right. Projections have changed. This happened to me last time too. If one of you are able to get this locked in, let me know.
Let me try right now.
Yeah, I was just looking along. I'll actually enter it now. What was it? It was Purdy over yards, Pacheco.
Yeah.
This Kittle is, over Kelsey.
Kittle over Kelsey.
Butker.
No, I'm getting hit with like the same thing.
If anyone in the chat is able to select this, let me see.
No, I couldn't get it. Let me try on my phone. Damn, they know we're gonna win. They're scared.
New me.
Yeah, this is what happened to me last time when I was like, man, I love this Kittle 26.5. And then I couldn't get it. And then last time I looked, it wasn't in the lobby. And that's why I got excited when we hopped back up on the show. And then it was
okay. So I'm getting it now, but they're adjusting against for correlation. So let's see if I can.
Can one of you who works it works
for? I got it through my phone.
Okay, will you drop the link in the private chat?
Yeah, let me. I'm gonna send it on Twitter. On Twitter. That's probably easiest.
Let us know in the chat if you guys have any other of your favorite numbers up in the lobby. What are you laughing about, Clay?
I was just I wish you guys had gotten like Kitchen to like sing the national anthem on the Swole
Cast. Oh wait, I just shared the photo. How do I share the link to it? I'm such a boomer.
Andy's having a share tough my show. This does nothing for us, Andy.
Yeah, how do I?
Now I'm back in the same spot.
Yeah, we gotta just
take a photo and log up. I don't know. I just pressed share my pics and that was what it did.
All right, just auto screenshot.
I'll try on mobile here as we I don't want to derail us here too much with me trying to get this submitted. If you're listening to the audio or watching this after the fact, I will drop links to the pick'ems in the comment if you want to tail these here.
As well as Jeopardy theme music over this part of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. What let's build another. Do you want to build a spice bomb, yes, Clay?
Please. God, me, man. I need some more spice in my life. Let's do it. Drop that MVS one in there. Let's get it popping.
Okay, the MVS TD, that one is
No, the yards. I don't trust.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. So MVS, you liked, dude, that is crazy. 39.5.
It's like one of my favorite lines to spice ratio I've seen on this on the platform. So
yeah,
hopefully don't get sniped on it right now. But I mean, he could flop like anything else in the world, but
no, like, but like when like, he does hit, I mean, he had 32 yard reception last week. He had 230+ yard receptions against the Bills. Yeah. I love that one.
A dot, baby. Number of balls off.
What about Mahomes over a rushing touchdown?
A Mahomes rushing touchdown?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. That's that I like that too because I've been wanting to hit that like pretty much all playoffs, and along with his like rushing over, and he hasn't really rushed as much in the last two games as like a lot of people were expecting. I feel like he's due for a rushing tutty. I like the you can write the narrative for that one, Andy.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like we're building on a little bit of like a Chiefs situation with. I guess MVS can kind of fit into whatever, but I don't know. Something about
he throws Mahomes a bomb to MVS. He gets tackled at the one. Mahomes rushes it then. Pacheco.
Yeah, I just feel like there's something about the Super Bowl. I can kind of see Mahomes being like, I'm taking matters into my own hands.
It's a business trip. I don't know if you saw that. It's a business trip. He's taking the boys back to Vegas. Once they win, it's a business trip. You love to see it.
Let's see. I do like
this. Do you guys see the speculation that Shanahan was drunk last night during those video interviews?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I did not
see that. I saw a lot of timeline chat that he was off the Tito's or a few IPAs pre-press conference.
That's funny.
I didn't do too much investigating, but I like, you know, always kind of funny to think that the coaches were just tossing back some booze before the media term.
All right. I did get it on mobile. It was, I'm guessing that because it had a 21, I think, on the screen. And when I locked it in on mobile, it was 17.6x. So that's,
yeah, that's what I got as well.
I dropped it in our Twitter.
It's a little different.
So we got MVS, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just do a total spice bomb here?
I like the Ayuk 2.25x rushing receiving yards.
Yeah,
I'm Kittle over Ayuk personally, but I'm gonna do Kittle.
I'm fine with that too. I think one of those guys.
I think higher. What if we split? You know what? Do you know what we could do right here? Just this alone is 67.5. We could just split this twice: once with Kittle and once with Ayuk.
That's fun.
I'm down.
Oh, come on.
I got that in.
I got it too. Yeah, me too.
I'm moving the lines too much
today.
That MVS one is kind of crazy, Clay. Now that
I know,
I haven't really thought about it.
I already just saw a glimpse into my future, and it's mixing and matching this MVS with way too many and having my entire Super Bowl enjoyment come down to MVS getting more than 39.5.
I mean, we're talking about a bad time, but the best of times if it hits, man. Oh, my God. You're gonna see no bigger fan than the three of us for Marquez Valenciennes on Sunday.
So good. All right, here's the there's the Ayuk one. I dropped it in the chat. So for the audio listeners, we did a just three, but it's a 77. And the things you need is Ayuk over 100 combined rushing receiving yards, Mahomes to get a rushing or receiving TD. Maybe could pull a Lamar, get it batted back into him, catch it. What a way that would be to suck out on that. And then MBS higher than 39.5. And yeah, now we're going to run it with Kittle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's how it plays out is, you know, Kelsey catches two TDs, throws one TD to Mahomes and wins MVP.
Yeah.
And that's how you win the slip and fit the narrative.
Let's build another Mahomes like passing one that involves that, that MVS. Cause if he's going over that, I kind of like Mahomes.
2.5 passing tutties.
Or honestly, spicy. that is pretty spicy. 261 passing yards is not, I mean, he barely ever clears that these days. That's the thing about these Mahomes numbers is they're so juiced up.
Yeah.
Even the fantasy points, like we haven't projected for 17.7 fantasy points. It's at 19.95.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I'm just trying to think.
I guess attempts he's been over in two of the last three if we're box score watching. 36.5 is healthy, but not like, you know, you're basically hoping that they just get pushed a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like the attempts or how's he been looking for completions?
They
don't have completions in the box score.
I can't see it. Yeah. Unfortunately, let's pull it up here.
Yeah. I don't mind
see, I got completion. Oh, here we go here.
I also like his interceptions lower. He's actually on pace. He's pretty close, I saw, to setting the postseason record, I think, for passes without an interception.
That's nice. Like lower than one interception?
Lower than a half an interception.
That does seem good.
That's solid.
I don't believe he's thrown one of these playoffs.
He hasn't.
I think maybe even for a long time last playoffs he hasn't.
Completions-wise, he had 30 against the Ravens, 17 against the Bills, and 23 against the Dolphins.
Mm.
So he hasn't. That's it. It's going to be 20. That's Purdy. No. Mahomes was like 20. What was it? For completions? 25.5. That's a little dicey.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about that one, but yeah, I like lower than an interception. I could tell myself a story for higher than 2.5 passing tutties. If we want to spice it up again, but if you just want more of a cleaner correlation, then we can just keep hammering MVS yards and Mahomes yards.
Which Niner attempt. Should we include with this?
This feels like a good, if we wanted some CMC exposure. Or we could just go back to the Ayuk Kittle well.
Yeah, the fantasy points feel pretty like all of this stuff is pretty fair.
I don't hate adding in like the Rashi Rice 66.5 receiving yards or something with him.
Just going with the Mahomes kind of onslaught.
At least one more part of it, you know, you can. And then pick your Niner coming back.
Yeah, Rashi Rice at 66.5. That is a big number. We haven't projected at Fantasy Life for 72.2. So not too bad. And then we do need one Niner in here. I wonder because we're not really actually playing Mahomes yards, we could do the Kittle over Kelsey thing. And again, say like Rashi getting to 66 and a half is because Kelsey is chilled out a bit.
I could see that.
That's a nice 50X there. I mean, getting the 50X just because of the MVS over 39 and a half. I like that one.
Sweating a Mahomes interception is like, that's a sweaty sweat. That's kind of fun. I mean,
well, if anyone wants to get a little crazy, I was looking into what if I threw in a random NBA play from tonight instead of anything on the Niners side. And I kind of like Alperen Şengün higher points, rebounds, and assists.
All right.
I might do the same thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, I might do the same thing just with, instead of the Kittle, do a little.
Yeah, also, my favorite NBA pick'em tonight is Giannis higher than 6.5 assists.
All right, hang on. I'm going to do two things then. Who's your favorite one tonight, Andy?
Şengün, S-E-N-G-U-N.
Here, and then we can... All right, so we got Şengün. What over what, Andy?
I just did points, rebounds, and assists. It's higher up.
Where am I? What can I see it?
Fourth one from the top.
38.5?
Yeah, so that's because they're kind of their one of their main ball handlers is out tonight, and they're playing a team that plays with like pretty high pace, and I think he's going to kind of end up facilitating a lot of the offense.
Let's build an NBA one. Who did you say you like, Clay?
I like Giannis over 6.5 or higher than 6.5 assists.
Okay.
I'm into that, especially if Dame sits.
Yeah. And he's just been like on a assist spree lately. So it could be point Giannis tonight if Dame's out.
All right. I'm going to check. So T-Box always gets a few up here on Twitter. He has Kyrie higher than 5 rebounds. He has a guy named Haywood Highsmith. First time seeing that name in my life. Higher than 3 points in a BAM, higher than 13.5 rebounds assists. Any of those strike your fancy?
I don't hate all any of them. I like Kyrie a lot.
There seems like there's a serious chance Luka doesn't play tonight. And so the Kyrie stuff overs is really interesting in general because he can hit them regardless. But if Luka ends up being out, he could be a total smash.
Yeah.
We got Crutches making a case for Franz lowers. Any in particular?
I'm in support of Franz lowers as well. I think one of the ways that I like to kind of see whether I like the highers or lowers is look at my exposures so far for the day on underdog.
Yeah.
And I'm under the field on Franz. So I'm into it.
Like that's how I do it with the Badge Bros throughout the season where we kind of build an entry based on, you know, who have we been drafting? Who do we think is being underdrafted, overdrafted, and those have been like very directionally accurate with those entries. So I like this. Which one would you? What do you think is the fattest number to take the lower on with Franz?
I'm down to copy Crutches and just do points, rebounds, and assists.
Okay,
I think that's kind of the best proxy to just the general. Like I think he will perform worse than what the market thinks today.
Yeah.
The last one there, kind of in a similar vein that I like, is Karl Anthony Towns. But I think he might be getting pushed down a little bit too. I don't even know why, honestly. I do like Towns tonight.
I'm about to say that scares me a little bit. Chicago's a pretty good matchup for him. So like, right? Yeah, I'm not mistaken in that. Yeah. Like.
He's currently my highest exposure player on Underdog NBA for the night. So I'm saying I want the higher.
Higher. Okay.
I have two times the field on Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Yeah. His rebounds number looks a little low to me, but he's a little.
Yeah. Which one do we like here?
I would.
Blocks is kind of nice.
That feels so much so much more random.
I know it's it is.
Yeah, I would say probably either points and rebounds or points, rebounds, and assists. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel strongly between the two. I mostly when really I play these, I almost always play points, rebounds, and assists because it feels like the least random. Or fantasy.
What is the difference? Yeah. That is banking on him. I mean, it's saying that he'll have basically three assists, which is like not all that common for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So it's like if you look at fantasy points, I'm projecting him to score like 10% higher than what his fantasy points are on here, like kind of at a baseline.
Yeah. So the difference between the fantasy points and points, rebounds, assists, is it just blocks? Is that the only difference here?
Blocks, steals, turnovers.
Yeah, you lose points per turnovers and shit. So it's like, and then like your rebounds and assists are prorated. Like you get more multipliers on them essentially.
Okay. Or we got Gobbler coming in hot wanting the spicy on the double double, the 1.75.
I don't hate the spicy double double.
All right, let's split it again. So we get the 20x on it with just points, rebounds, assists. And then I will join in on the Gobbler approved cat spice.
All right, let's do it.
Look at us. Sweet. And yeah, I should mention, I'm doing my show with the Badge Bros early. We're doing it tomorrow because I'm traveling with Underdog to Arizona on Thursday. So that show will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. on my channel and the Badge Bros. We're going to do some of the like the private drafts because they're not offering single game contests on Underdog. So we're going to rip a few of those and then we'll build some pick'ems. I'm sure Nez will get us some footy takes in there as well. And then, yeah, that's I'm going to have an abbreviated week as far as shows and stuff just because of my traveling. You guys have anything else coming up? Andy, anything you want to mention about IKB here?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't given it a shot, the Super Bowl is going to be a good time to. We're kind of getting close to leaving what we're calling more of like our closed beta. We're hopefully going to have things set up where it'll be a little bit easier for the non-crypto bros to get on and play soon, where you can deposit with credit card and don't need to have MetaMask and all that. With kind of basically the same wallet system that Frentech had, Privy, we're like integrating that right now, so it should be a lot easier to get on and play. But yeah, let's say get on and give it a try. Like I said, we have a lot of options. Like for most games, when I look, we have as many, if not more, options for pick'ems and some of these other sites. Underdog typically has a few more than us because they do like the first quarters and stuff. But yeah, and then we're trucking along, hopefully going to relatively soon roll out salary cap games for NBA, which I'm excited about. I think that some of these older NBA sites or DFS sites in general have been sleeping on their salary cap games and haven't done much in a long time. So nice. Keep an eye out for that. I think that'll be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. We need more salary cap offerings for sure. Clay, anything for you?
No, just trying to, get in the lab and perfect my wing recipe this week. Get ready for Sunday. Got to get that, the crunchy texture and the buffalo. I'm going to try my hand at Cajun honey butter. It's a buffalo wing sauce. Ooh. That we're gonna go for. I'm a little inspired from a trip to Buffalo about a year ago. So all good things on my end. Excited to share more about Collective Beer soon. We're gonna be launching hopefully in early to mid-March and kicking off with our first collab to vote on custom beer with Bronx Brewery. So
nice, we'll
have more to share on that front soon. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
That's exciting. Well, appreciate you guys hanging out in the chat. Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for a little Super Bowl preview with the Badge Bro. Otherwise, make sure to join us in the Deposit Kingdom Discord. We got all kinds of fun stuff going. We got Badge Bros channels for all the different sports. If you guys are wanting the showdown goods, I'll be sharing an early look for that stuff. I haven't seen much ownership yet. So once that filters in, I will share some of that for you hand builders and opto bros. And also, if you guys are YouTube members, highly recommend checking out the show on Saturday night with Shady Advice. Got a lot of good feedback on that. Super sharp guy. I think you guys will enjoy that interview.
I heard that one was really good. I haven't listened to it yet personally, but I'm excited to.
One of those interviews where you're like, I hate how smart you are, and it makes me not want to play fantasy sports. One of those, but in a good way. All right, guys, we will catch you next time on the club. Peace.
Safe travels, Pete.